In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My friends, the collect for today reminds us of two great truths. First, that God is always more ready to hear than we are to pray. And second, that He is more generous to give than we are worthy to receive. Two truths. And this, as I prepared this sermon, I discovered is the character of our Heavenly Father. That's His character. Abundant in mercy. He is eager to forgive. And He is rich in blessing. And our calling, your calling and my calling, is to open our hearts to receive what He so freely gives. That's all He's told us. Open your hearts to receive what He gives. I want us again, when we go home, to look at the lesson from the first lesson appointed. And how do we find it from the lectionary in morning prayer for the day with the asterisk? There are two lessons suggested. We use the asterisk for Holy Communion service. First lesson. The lesson comes from Ecclesiasticus, and it speaks directly to this point. It says here from Ecclesiasticus, "Say thou not, it is through the Lord that I fell away." The sacred writer insists that God does not tempt anyone to evil, nor does He will sin. He has set before us the way of life. He has set before us the way of death, and He calls us to choose life. We have before us life and death. And it's good that every first Sunday we remind ourselves by repeating the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, because the commandments of God are not designed to trap us, but the commandments of God are there set to guide us into holiness and peace. What is the purpose of the commandments? To guide us to live a more holy life and to live a more peaceful life. That's the purpose of the Ten Commandments. How easy it is for us to excuse ourselves sometimes by blaming God. A lot of people blame God. A lot of people today say, "Oh, I don't have to worry. It is how I was made. God made me so." Or we hear them say, "God put me in this situation." But Scripture is very clear. Sin is our rebellion and not His will. What is sin? Sin is us turning away from God, not looking at Him. So, sin is our rebellion, not His will. Yet, the very fact that we must be warned not to blame God reminds us how often we fall short. None of us has perfectly chosen the way of life. No one. No, not one. All of us have taken the way to sin. And as I always say, our first parents, Adam and Eve, took this way, and as a result, you and I have still inherited that disease. Which is why the collect pleads for God's mercy. God's mercy both to forgive our failings and to supply what we cannot supply for ourselves. We live in a world today that everybody say, oh, I can do it on my own. I am self-sufficient. Those are the words we hear. We hear that phrase, self-sufficiency. And St. Paul develops this theme of self-sufficiency in today's epistle from 2 Corinthians. He says, what does he say? Our sufficiency is of God. He writes, in other words, my friends, we are not able of ourselves to fulfill God's commands, his commandments, or to stand righteous before him. Remember now, the old covenant was written on stone tablets. The old covenant, written on stone tablets, revealed God's law, but it also exposed human sin. The law could diagnose the disease, but the law could not heal. The law could diagnose the disease, but the law could not heal. But now, through Jesus Christ, God has written his law on human hearts by the Spirit. Look again at that epistle. It says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. St. Paul, as we all know, does not despise the law. No. But he knows that the law alone cannot save. It is Jesus Christ, by his Spirit, who makes us sufficient. Let us focus on that word as we see in today's epistle, sufficiency. It is only by the Spirit who makes us sufficient, who not only forgives our sins, but who also transforms our hearts so that we may love God's commandments and walk in his ways. So, let me repeat. It is Jesus Christ, by his Spirit, who makes us sufficient, who not only forgives our sins, but also transforms our hearts so that we may love God's commandments and walk in his ways. And now we come to the final lesson, the gospel for today, from St. Mark. Here we meet a man who was deaf and could not speak clearly. Jesus takes him aside, touches his ears and his tongue, and he speaks that one word, ephphatha, ephphatha. It means be opened. And immediately, the man's ears are opened, his tongue loosed, and he speaks right. What do we gather from this? This is what we call salvation. Savior. This healing is a parable of salvation itself. You and I know that by nature, our ears are close to God's voice. So many ears are close to God's voice today. We hear the noise of the world. We listen to our cell phones and what it has to offer, YouTube and TikTok and other things, yes. We hear them, but we do not hear the word of God. By nature, our tongues are bound. We speak many words, but not the words of truth, not the words of faith, not the words of praise. Christ Jesus, my friends, must touch us. He must touch us. Christ must speak His word of power. Christ must open us. And when he does, our ears are opened to his gospel and our mouths to his praise. That is why the collect is so fitting for today. God is more ready to hear than we are to pray. He is the one who opens ears. He is more willing to give than we are to ask. He is the one who loosens tongues. Only he can do it. Our sufficiency is not in ourselves, but in him who says to us, be opened. 2,000 years ago, he said that, those words to a man, be opened. Today, in this 21st century, he's saying those same words to us as we're alive and as we have come to worship him today, my friends. He says to us today, be opened. So, what does this mean for us as we go into another week? It means first that we must reject every excuse for sin. People are full of excuses. God does not will our disobedience. We are accountable for our choices. But second, it means we must not despair, for God, our God, my God, and your God is full of mercy. Your God, my God, is ready to forgive what we fear to confess and is eager to bestow blessings beyond our asking. And third, it means that we must pray daily for Christ to open our ears and hearts, that we may hear his word, that we may receive his spirit, and that we may proclaim his truth. So, the deaf man could not heal himself, remember that. But Christ healed him. So, too with us, my sisters and brothers. We cannot open our own ears and tongues, but Jesus Christ can. By his mercy, he can and he does. And when he does, we are able to say with St. Paul, our sufficiency is of God. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.